Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about solidifying summer plans. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it now through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. So, I apologize. In previous episodes, both this year and last year, I spoke of requesting recommendation letters from faculty and staff. So, while the general idea is something with which you're probably familiar, it works slightly differently than it did in high school. This shouldn't take you by surprise since has so many things. Let me start over. Good evening. Welcome to Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I made a mistake in looking at my script. This evening's broadcast is all about requesting letters of recommendation. So, in previous episodes, I've talked about requesting letters of recommendation from faculty and staff, and while the general idea is something with which you are probably familiar, it works slightly different than it did in high school. This shouldn't take you by surprise because so many things in college are different than they were in high school. Can anyone say chemistry? Anyway, let's talk about how to get a recommendation letter. You had all of last semester to get to know your instructors and advisors and make yourself known for all the right reasons. So let's get you that strong letter of recommendation that you will need going forward. Before you even begin to approach an instructor or an advisor for a recommendation, there are things that I want you to take into account and ask yourself. If you are asking a professor for a recommendation, can they speak to more than your grade in the class? It's imperative that the person who writes a reference letter or a recommendation letter or fills out a form for you be able to speak directly to characteristics such as your work ethic, level of maturity, interest in a particular content area, etc. These have to be things that they've witnessed for themselves, so you need to have had a couple of serious interactions with them. It may be office hours, maybe you spent extra time outside of class, maybe you asked good questions in class, but in some way, a professor needs to know more than your grade. Anyone can look in a grade book and say, this person earned this particular grade, but summer programs and later graduate schools and professional schools and employers want to know what characteristics you demonstrate in certain situations. Now, regardless of who the person is, you want to know what positive attributes does the recommender have firsthand knowledge of when it comes to you. And ask yourself, what was the last interaction you had with the potential recommender and what was the nature of that interaction? You know, you want to make sure that you're having good conversations. There might be someone who really likes you, say an advisor, but if you're talking about a lot of pop culture things or things that are more social, then they can't necessarily speak to your ability to perform in a certain area. And so you want to make sure that as you're getting to know people, that they not only know you as a person, but as a student. Now, if you've decided that someone does know more about you than just your grade and that they've seen positive attributes and you've had good interactions with them in terms of what they can speak to, then you'll go ahead and make your request for the recommendation letter. So when you make the request, do it in person whenever possible and ask very specifically if the person can write a strong letter of recommendation for you. This is particularly true for someone that you are asking for the first time to write a letter for you. Although you may feel that a recommendation is perfunctory and that it's only something that's needed as a formality to get you through the next step of the process, making the request and getting the letter is not something to be taken lightly. Try to make your request 3 to 4 weeks in advance of the due date, which respects the time of the recommender. Any less notice and you may be denied. You may also be denied if your potential recommender is writing letters to several students. I mean, it is application season after all. The one says, if the person that you ask for the recommendation letter says yes, make the process very easy for them. After they agree, provide an updated copy of your resume and personally I even ask students for either a draft of their personal statement, and if they don't have to write a statement or an essay for the application, then I ask them for a paragraph that shares what they hope to gain from the particular summer activity to which they're applying and how it will help with their academic and professional pursuits. That gives me more information about why this particular thing is important to the student, and it helps me in writing my letter because it shows that they've really thought about what this is going to do for them, and that's something that's very important when choosing activities for the summer. So in addition to sending those things, you also want to send in an email with the updated resume and the personal statement or paragraph, you want to send very specifically the name of each program or employer along with a link or description so they can get more information about it. You want to include in the email contact information for either snail mail or email submission and the application due date. If the application is not to be submitted electronically and it is to be mailed, let your recommender know whether or not to mail it separately or if you would like to pick it up to include in your application packet. Now, this is very important because I don't think students think about this. Do not overload your recommender. As I mentioned before, it's application season. So when someone is writing a recommendation for you, they're probably writing recommendations for other students as well. So I suggest asking one person for no more than 3 letters. Every application isn't the same, and if someone has to modify their recommendation for each program, you are asking more than you realize. So for instance, if you do get an agreement to write 3 letters and each program asks different questions, then essentially the recommender is writing 3 different letters for one student. Now, I will admit that is easier than writing the first letter. Once someone's written a letter for you, it makes it a little bit easier to write subsequent letters, but it's still 3 letters. So you have to think about that and keep that in mind as you're asking for your recommendations. Now, remember, many due dates for summer programs, internships, and what have you are due between now and March 15th. So if you're asking someone to write 3 letters for you and then they have to write letters for 3 programs for 3 other students, that's a total of 12 letters for just 4 students. And it can become a little bit of a lot to do when someone is writing recommendation letters, teaching classes, grading papers, maybe doing some administrative duties, all of that has to fit in. So you want to make sure they don't have to rush to write your letter amid all of their other responsibilities. I can speak from experience because I'm personally responsible for more than 12 recommendations between now and the end of the month. So I can only imagine what the load is like for professors and others who teach hundreds of students, right? So they're probably getting dozens of requests, and each student is probably going to request more than 1 letter. So keep those things in mind. One, let me recap. One, make sure that you have something to which your potential recommender can speak, something that makes you special, something that shows that you should be chosen for whatever it is that you'd like to do over the summer. Two, when you go to make the request, in person and ask in advance. 3, make the recommendation process as easy as possible for your recommender. And 4, don't overload them. If you do all of those things, then you should be fine. But make sure that you know who you're asking the recommendation of and how they know you, because sometimes that's the strongest thing, is a person being able to write a very strong letter for you. So I've said enough. That's it for this evening's broadcast. Tabitha Childs is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school students to college students. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website. That's www.tabithatalsa.com, or send me a direct email. My email address is dr.deidre@tassel2tassel.com. You can also check out my blog, tassel2tassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be being perfectly flawed. Now, let's get college ready.